KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In boys high school hoops last night, the Atlantic boys basketball team dropped their season opener at home, 59-46 to the Winterset Huskies. Atlantic found themselves down at the end of the first and second quarters on a couple of late baskets. The Huskies got a steal and a layup from Casey Kleemeyer at the end of the first quarter to lead 16-14, and then Easton Darling splashed in a near half-court three at the buzzer to give the Huskies a 32-29 halftime advantage. At the beginning of the second half was very stale for Atlantic as the Huskies outscored the Trojans 17-7 in the third quarter and led by as many as 16 points. Easton Darling hit two threes in that impactful third quarter, and he finished with a game-high 20 points to lead Winterset. Nicholas Bauer had 10 points, and Kleemeyer finished with 9 for the Huskies. Chase Mullinex didn't start the game after missing some time to recover from an injury after football season, but he ended up the leader for the Trojans with 18 points and made some great hustle plays for Atlantic. Austin Alexander finished with 10 points on the night. The Trojans struggled with the ball handling out front. They were ice cold from the field for most of the night. Defensive breakdowns also led to a number of easy looks for Winterset. Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins said they just got whipped in every facet of the game. He said, give credit to Winterset because they executed. We just weren't good anywhere on the floor tonight. Atlantic has a few days to prepare, and then they'll have their first road test of the season as they'll play at St. Albert coming up on Friday night. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Chance Cobb with 15 points, leading Southwest Valley over Shenandoah 67-51. Nottoway Valley beat Clarinda 67-46. Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson 73-25. Denison beat Lewis Central 66-60, while Kemper Catholic downed Carroll 80-66. Also in Western Iowa Conference boys basketball, it was Trainer over AHSTW 61-55. Logan Magnolia topping Griswold 56-26. Jessup Lake had 19 to lead the Panthers. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 51-39. Jackson Nelson pumped in 32 points to lead Tri-Center in a 73-40 win over Riverside. And Alex Lingle had 35 as IKM Manning beat Audubon 59-53. In the Rolling Valley, West Monona beat West Harrison 85-58, while Otobolt Arthur BCIG topped Bowyer Valley 62-57. In the Corner Conference, it was East Mills over Woodbine 42-40. Mount Air beat Clarinda Academy 75-48. Pride of Iowa action saw Lennox over Orient Maxburg 57-34. Diagonal beat East Union 68-65. In girls high school hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Kemper Catholic beat Carroll 67-42, Lewis Central over Denison 55-30. Nottoway Valley got 16 points from Annie Hare in a 56-32 win over Clarinda. Abraham Lincoln beat Glenwood 59-35, and Shenandoah topping Southwest Valley 59-24. From the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer beat AHSTW 60-33. It was Logan Magnolia over Griswold 57-35. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 80-47. Marissa Anderson had 14 points to lead Tri-Center in a 36-33 win over Riverside, while IKM Manning defeated Audubon 58-19. From the Rolling Valley Conference, West Harrison fell to West Monona 77-31. And in the Corner Conference, it was East Mills over Woodbine 39-36 in girls high school basketball play last night. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes struggled from the floor last night, especially in the second half in their part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge last evening, as the Hawkeyes, after being tied at halftime in the contest last night, fell behind very quickly in the second half and ended up on the short end in a game against Virginia Tech last night, as Ahmad Hill made 6 of his 13 shots, including 3 three-pointers. Virginia Tech winning 79-55 last night. The Hawkeyes had only 17 second-half points, as Virginia Tech outscored them 41-17 in the second half after the teams were tied at halftime. Iowa missed 17 straight shots in an 8-minute span in the third quarter and scored just 1 point in that time. They shot 52% in the first half and made only 7 field goals in the second half. Tyler Cook had 16 points to lead the way for the Hawkeyes. Cordell Pemsel had 14. Iowa falls to 4-3 on the season. Also in top 25 college basketball, second-ranked Kansas beat Toledo 96-58 last night. It was number 8 Wichita State over Savannah State 112-66. 21st-rated Xavier beat number 16 Baylor 76-63, while Purdue knocked off 17th-ranked Louisville 66-57. Also in college basketball news, UCLA's three suspended basketball players are working out on their own while they await a final decision on whether they'll be allowed to play for the Bruins this season. Coach Steve Alford said he doesn't think we're talking about months regarding a timetable to decide the fate of freshman LiAngelo Ball, Jalen Hill, and Cody Riley. The three were suspended indefinitely for shoplifting in China earlier this month. On high school wrestling play last night, in some action around the area at Creston, it was Creston defeating Nottoway Valley 79-0. Also, Winterset beat Nottoway Valley 72-3. I-35 beat Creston 36-26, and it was I-35 over Winterset 56-12 last evening. Also, in a double duel at Southwest Iowa, it was Trainer beating Southwest Iowa 54-24, Trainer over Woodbine 52-30, and Woodbine beating Southwest Iowa 42-30. Also up at Sergeant Bluff Luton, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton defeating Denison 72-9. Westwood beat Denison 48-35, Sergeant Bluff Luton over Westwood 64-12. At Glidden-Ralston High School last night, it was three short ends last night for Coon Rapids Bayard as Northwest Webster beat the Crusaders 48-30. Panorama over Coon Rapids Bayard 55-18, and Southwest Valley downed, I make that Southeast Valley, beat Coon Rapids Bayard 44-21. In college football news, University of Iowa junior defensive back Josh Jackson has been named the recipient of the 2017 Jack Tatum Award as the best defensive back in the nation. That award was announced Tuesday by the Touchdown Club of Columbus and is named for the late Ohio State and NFL legend Jack Tatum. Jackson, a native of Corinth, Texas, is tied as the national leader with 7 interceptions this season. He leads the nation with 25 passes defended and is tied for second in interception return touchdowns with a couple of them and pass breakups with 18 this year. He ranks third in interception return yards as well with 163. Jackson's 7 interceptions rank fourth best for a single season at Iowa, just one from tying Iowa's single season record held by Desmond King, Lou King, and Niall Kinnick. Iowa is bowl eligible for the 16th time in the last 17 seasons. They'll find out on Sunday where they're headed. The Jack Tatum Award will be presented during the 63rd Touchdown Club of Columbus Awards on February 17th. Iowa senior linebacker Josie Jewell has been named the recipient of the 2017 Jack Lambert Award as the best linebacker in the nation. That award was announced Monday by the Touchdown Club of Columbus. The Lambert Award, first presented in 1991, named in honor of the former Pittsburgh Steeler. The award will be presented during the Touchdown Club of Columbus Awards on February 17th. Jewell is a native of Decorah and leads the Big Ten and ranks third nationally in tackles with 125 total. He's one of 5 finalists for the Bronco Nagurski Award and is a finalist for the Senior Class Award as well. Clemson, Auburn, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin are your top 4 teams in the latest college football playoff rankings, with Alabama falling from 1st to 5th and Miami dropping to 7th. Each of the top 4 teams plays a conference title game this Saturday against another top 10 team, creating potential play-in playoff games. Clemson tops the rankings for the first time this season, and Auburn climbed to 2nd with Saturday's 26-14 win over the Crimson Tide. Georgia is 6th and has a chance to crack the top 4 if the Bulldogs can beat Auburn in Saturday's SEC championship game. Clemson takes on Miami for the ACC crown. Wisconsin faces number 8 Ohio State for Big Ten bragging rights, while Oklahoma battles number 10 TCU. Those final rankings will come out on Sunday. And the University of Florida has worked out a buyout with former football coach Jim McElwain, who will receive $7.5 million across 6 payments between now and 2021 to not coach football. How much are they paying you to actually work? The first installment will be a $3.75 million transition payment on Friday. McElwain's original buyout would have been a little more than $12.5 million, an amount the team and coach negotiated after he failed to produce evidence of alleged death threats in late October. Also, a person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that new coach Dan Mullen has dismissed defensive coordinator Randy Shannon and 5 other assistants. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.